know what I did? Because I didn't find out until literally the day of rehearsal that I was going to do that. I thought I was doing Mona, and the directors forgot. They kind of forgot to tell me, and I was kind of concerned about it, and I wanted it to be right. I wanted the figurine to be right. I actually asked Tina Paul, who did it originally, she's a friend of mine, to come in and record it for me, and I got a translation and a phonetic version of it, because I'm one of those people that if there's a Hungarian in the audience, I want it to be correct. So Tina came in and for an hour and recorded it and coached me. But it's hard to memorize a foreign language, a language you don't know. It's harder to memorize. So I was a little frustrated the first week. We'd get self-locked and I could never do it, but eventually I got it. And I'm usually pretty good with languages, so I pretty much got it down. So, but it was, and Tina was a great help. Yeah, she was great. Tina was the original Hunyak 96, but she had done a lot of research. She went to a Hungarian bakery in New York and had them recorded. So she had a tape recording of that, so she knew how to pronounce it, and I wanted her to come in and just to hear her, because it's easier for me to get things when you hear it ear-wise rather than reading the phonetic version. It's just nicer to have that recording.